Good morning, everybody. I'm saying good morning because it's morning right now. It's 7:30-ish in the morning, and last night, something extraordinary happened. Something that I'm going to be dealing with at least for a couple hours. And I'm going to let Junie...
No, it was Kier.
I was going to let you describe what happened.
It was Kier.
You don't want to describe it? Okay, all right, so here's Junie to talk about the, I don't even know how to, I can't put a label on it, but,
Vaseline in the bathtub.
Okay, go ahead, Junie.
Kier put Vaseline all over the bathtub, and it wasn't coming off, and he put it all over his arms and his hands.
Now, I remember you having your hands stuck together with Vaseline. Yes. Even though that was pretend, I'm sure.
No, it was actually stuck together.
Okay.
But I got that off. So, I got that off by myself. It was really Kier who... Okay.
All right, so, but what prompted the Vaseline in the bathtub?
Oh, we got bored.
You got bored, okay.
I mean, I just walked in there to, like, do something, but then I got bored.
What were you doing in there? Oh, never mind. Kier, what? First of all, you're not eating your eggs. And second of all, can you talk a little bit about the Vaseline experiment?
So, when Junie tried to do the experiment, after that, I tried it, and it didn't work.
Because you did it wrong.
And then at the end, I tried to fuse my hands to the bathtub instead of together.
I see. All right. So the idea was to try to fuse your hands together.
And it worked for me.
And then, Kier was covered in Vaseline, and there was Vaseline gobs all over the tub. And last night when Kier went to bed, I put my hand on his leg, and it was sticky with Vaseline, and both kids are extremely soft this morning. So after a break, we're going to come back and talk about sort of the pros and cons of Vaseline and in the bathtub. So we'll be back. Hang tight. Thanks. Stand by. Sponsored message coming in. Okay, we're back after a little deliberation, and I'm going to start with, it's not really, well, I guess it's a review, but it's a multifaceted review because it's a multifaceted problem and thing.
What is that?
That means there's different aspects to it, like there's good and there's bad. There's up and there's down. So, here's the good. Playing with Vaseline is fun, because it's gooey and sticky, and when you put it on your skin, the water beads off your skin, right? Okay, do we agree on that?
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't get it off of anything without, like, a lot of work. Everything is gooey and slick. Everything that it's touched has now got gobs of Vaseline baked into it. It's never going to come out. So for me, Vaseline in the bathtub, I have to say, it's a 50-50. I understand that it's fun. I also understand that I'm going to have to clean it up. All right. Now, next is Junie. Junie, coming up here. So, Junie.
The con is... most of it comes off, but not all of it comes off. So when you go to bed, it sticks to your bed, and it's really, I don't like it. It's fun to play with.
Okay, it's fun. So, Junie, is that Vaseline? What's your thumbs up rating on Vaseline? 180% thumbs up.
Three quarters more like.
Okay, here, yours.
Okay, so... speaking of sticky stuff, there is a marker stain on my bed now.
I was going to get to that. You still feel like you have Vaseline. But let's talk about Vaseline first.
Okay, so, why it didn't work is because, maybe I did it on my own, so I could have asked Junie for a bit of help.
Well,
so,
but what do you think about Vaseline in the bathtub in general? That's
I mean,
what
it's
about.
Pretty fun.
It's fun, okay.
Wait, wait, can you imagine if you, like, made Vaseline dollar bills? Like, dollar bills were made out of Vaseline, they just, like,
da-da-da-da. It would slide right off?
But, no, but it would be, but it would just stick to your hand.
All right, so just for those of you who can't see Keir, and that's all of you, he's doing the motion of, like, pushing. Is there a name for that where you're, like, pushing money off the top of a stack?
Money machine.
A money machine, whatever that is. Okay, so, Keir, what is your Vaseline rating? Vaseline in the bathtub rating. We got about... Is that a slight thumbs down?
That's...
Or even Steven?
Even Steven.
Okay, even Steven for Keir. All right, now, because Keir mentioned it, and I was going to just add it in.
Oh, why I did that is because once at school, I tried in science.
Yeah.
We tried an experiment with Vaseline and glitter, and I could not get the glitter off.
Yeah, it's glitter. That's a whole nother review. But just to one extra bonus review from today is... I don't think Keir or me can recommend leaving a marker on your bed with the cap off and then laying on it for a while and then getting a giant stain on your pajamas and your back, which looks like a bruise. It's not a bruise. It's all washed off now. I think that neither one of us can recommend sleeping with a marker in your bed. Anyway, that's it for today.
There's
a pro. Hold on.
If it dyes your hair, you can't go to school because some schools don't allow dyed hair.
An excellent point by Junie. One pro to sleeping with a marker in your bed. Say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
I
want
to go to bed.
Yeah. She's bringing it around. All right. We'll see you next time.
I have to do that after every review.
Don't forget to subscribe and stuff. Okay, bye.